Ksivas Yerushalmi corresponding to Ksivas Bavli, Daf Peches. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Nunvav and Medes, at the top of the page of the Mishnah. Hapegemes Ksivasa Kesed, Haisa Ksivasa Elev Zuz, Va'omara, Hiskabalt, Ksivasich, Viyomes, like Hiskabalti Elemana, like Sifa Ela Meshvur. What's the case of Pegemes of a Ksiva? If a Ksiva was 1,000 Zuz, he says that she received all of it, and she says she received only 100, she collects the rest only with a Shvur. Ve'ed echad me'ida shifrua, ketzad, haisa ksivasa elav zuz, v'amal lahizkabalt ksivasich, v'ya imeres lahizkabalt ve'ed echad me'ida shifrua, v'etifra elav eshua. What's the case of one witness that says it was paid? Her ksiva was 1,000 zuz. If he says that she received it, and she denies this, and one witness says that it was paid, she collects only with eshua. Menachasim v'mishubodim, ketzad, moches nechasav, l'acheirim v'yivnifras min alekuchos, l'sifra elav eshua. What's the case of collecting from buyers? Her husband sold his property to others, and she collects from them. She collects only with a shur. V'nechzi yisomim, ketzad, meis v'nech nechosim le'yisomim, v'hi nifras v'neyisomim, le'sif ala b'shur. What's the case of collecting from orphans? He died and left his property to orphans, and she collects from them. She collects only with a shur. Shulot b'fanov, ketzad, halacha b'des ayom, v'hi nifras shulot b'fanov, le'sif ala b'shur. What's the case of collecting not in front of the husband? He went overseas, and she collects in his absence. She collects only with a shur. Rishimanayme kozman she tovas ksubasa hayoshim mashpiinosa ena tovas ksubasa ena yoshim mashpiinosa. Rishiman says that whenever she claims her ksuba, the heirs can make her swear. If she doesn't claim her ksuba, they cannot make her swear. And the Gemara says kini masnisa. They should say v'anifra shulei befanav le'yifra ela b'shur. The Gemara says that our Mishnah means that anyone who collects not in front of the one from he collects only with a shur. Ben Ephraim, me Adam shalai b'fonav, can we collect from someone in his absence? And Rabbi Yirmiya tibata b'shtar sheharibis yichelas bay. Rabbi Yirmiya answered, the case is ribis is accumulating in a document. Rabbeis din gavin ribis, does Beis din collect ribis? Tibata sheharavlai min agoy. The answer is, he was an arev for a loan from a Gentile. Had he himself borrowed from the Gentile, we wouldn't collect from his property, lest he doesn't really owe. Regarding an Orev, we can say that the borrower who the Yisrael is here and admits that he owes. Kada alachsa ama Rabbi Mana anan avdin tuvus sagir minchoin anakasvin duratigmatin in asatavus vein in loinanamachatin nechasaya. Rabbi Mana says we also do so. We announce for 30 days that we will give his property to the claimant. If he comes, it's fine. If not, we give his property. Amalei, agad, machadava ba'asa rachik. Alachsa said, well, think about it. If the defendant was far away, he won't hear the announcement. Anu meshalchin basrei talasa egrin, chada goy talasin, vachada goy talasin, vachada goy talasin, in asa hatavus, viloi anu mechaltin nechsaya. But Manu said, we send three letters to summon them to Beis Din. One is within 30 days of the claim, one is within 30 days of the first, and one is within 30 days of the second. If he comes, it's fine. If not, we give his property. Amar Matanya, Vehu she'amad v'din uvarach, aval im lo'y amad v'din uvarach, leif kan mechaltin ele mechauzin. But Matanya said that this is if he stood in din and fled. But if he didn't stand in din and fled, we don't give his property right away, rather first we announce. Ashkechis amar chanan v'bishimun amud ave'echad. Mar dama, I should say chanan, le'sishba ele b'soif, ken v'bishimun amar, le'sishba ele b'soif, the later Mishnah teaches that if a man went overseas and his wife requests food, Chanan says that she swears only at the end when she collects her ksuba. In our Mishnah, Rav Shimon says that as long as a widow does not claim her ksuba, the heirs cannot make her swear about food. When you investigate, you'll find that Chanan and Rav Shimon talk the same matter. Just like Chanan says that she swears only at the end, Rav Shimon says that she swears only at the end. Just like you say the halacha follows Chanan, here the halacha follows Rav Shimon.